Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
This isn't Kevin Tachi. This is Christine James. I'm sitting next to Kevin Tachi here in the WATD studios, and this is a little cross-fertilization between talk show and news show. We're going to be doing back-to-back political forums. So my standard greeting, good evening and welcome to a WATD political forum. I'm Christine James, your moderator. Tonight, the race is for Plymouth County Register of Probate. First up, we've got the Republicans. We've got Andrew Burbine, Joe Truschelli, and Tony O'Brien. Part two of the forum tonight, immediately following this, about 7:15, features the Democrats, Matt McDonough, and Mark Lindy. Now, asking questions with me tonight are the host of Monday Night Talk, Kevin Tachi. Good to see you again.
Thank you very much, Christine.
Haven't gone too far since the last little segment.
No.
And our own Charles Mathewson.
Good evening, Christine.
Good evening, Charlie. Now, our format is simple. Those of you who follow us know we always try to stick to the same one. We ask candidates to have opening and closing statements prepared, no longer than 2 minutes, please. In between, we ask a round of questions, including the lightning round, my favorite part, where the answers are either yes or no, or one or two sentences tops, and we'll tell you what kind of an answer we want. Because you know what? They can never do it. But anyway, we'll try again tonight. Now, if we do have time, we might give the candidates a chance to ask each other a question or two, and sometimes we've been known to throw in a card trick. We chose the order that they'll open and close earlier out of the, I'm going to say, the official newsroom koozie. That disappeared tonight under mysterious circumstances, so we had the clear glasses, but they did view the entire thing. Full transparency here in the newsroom. The order is we are opening with Andrew Burbine, then we're going to go to Joe Truschelli, and then Tony O'Brien. That order will be reversed at the end of this forum. So what we're going to do now is say good evening again, and we're going to start our opening comments, and we're going to begin with Andrew Burbine.
Thank you, Christine. Hi, my name is Andy Burbine, and I'm a Republican candidate for Plymouth County Register of Probate. First, thanks to WATD, to Christine, Kevin, and Charlie for hosting this forum tonight, and thanks to Tony and Joe for taking part, and thank you to Tony and Joe also for their military service. The Register of Probate position, although not familiar to most people, is an important job. The Register is the clerk of courts to the Probate and Family Court. Any filings done in the Probate and Family Court are done through the Register's office. When someone files a divorce complaint, a guardianship, adoption, or estate petition, or a child support or child custody case, it is filed in the Register's office. The Register oversees a staff of 37 employees and two courthouses in Plymouth County. He is responsible for collecting and accounting for all the filing fees paid to the court. The people of Plymouth County deserve and expect that the person serving as Register is an experienced professional who is familiar with the court and who has a track record of commitment to the court and the people who use it. Let me tell you about my qualifications for the position. 14 years ago, I served as Register on an interim basis. I love the job and would love to return to the position for a full 6-year term. I'm an attorney who has been in private practice for over 20 years. I've practiced in the probate and family courts in eastern Massachusetts throughout my career. I've also volunteered in the Plymouth County Probate and Family Court Attorney of the Day program on a regular basis, helping people without legal representation navigate their way through the probate and family court system. I have some ideas on what we can do to make the office more efficient and user-friendly, and I look forward to talking about those tonight. I believe I have the experience and the commitment to make the Probate and Family Court in Plymouth County the best-run court in the Commonwealth. I would appreciate your vote for Register of Probate in the Republican primary on September 9th, and I thank you.
Thank you. That was the opening comment from Andy Burbine. Now we're going to turn it over to Joe Truschelli.
Well, thank you, Christine. Thank you to WATD and the WATD staff, Christine, Kevin, and Charlie, as well as Andy and Tony, for coming out tonight and participating in this forum. First off, I'm Joe Truschelli, and on September 9th, I'm asking for your vote for Plymouth County Register of Probate. I'm committed as a father of three, a husband, an Iraq War veteran, and as a businessman to provide you with the service you deserve. I'm currently completing my MBA in organizational leadership at UMass, as well as having over 20 years of combined experience between my military career, private business experience, and public service to the communities we live in. I look forward to the opportunity to take my experience and lead the probate court and family court towards the future. As you'll learn about my candidacy tonight, you will see that my plan is rich with forward thinking and innovation, as well as a collaborative effort. Once again, I'm Joe Truschelli, and I'm asking for your vote on September 9th's primary.
Thank you very much. That was Joe Truscelli. Now we're going to go to Tony O'Brien, your opening comment for our listeners.
Thanks, Christine. Thanks, Kevin. And thanks to WATD, Charles, of course, the entire panel. Can't thank WATD enough for all they've done over the years for helping keeping folks informed, not just in their regular business, but also in these political forums. Very, very important stuff, and the kind of information that you really don't get anywhere else. And I got to tell you, information junkies like myself and the other guys here are grateful for that. And also a tip of the hat to Bob Hedlund. I believe that he started the show, and Kevin's taken over for him. So Senator Bob, greatly appreciate that. Also want to say, you really can't start a conversation about the Register of Probate's Office without starting with Bob McCarthy. He is, as someone mentioned, he is the outgoing retiring Register of Probate. So this is a truly open seat, and he's done a great job. He served in the Army. My nickname for him has always been Mr. West Point, because he's a proud graduate of West Point. I had a chance to actually meet with him on Friday for about a half hour and pick his brains over some of the issues, and look forward to talking about some of that tonight. Also, a special thanks to Andy and to Joe, who are outstanding public servants themselves. Andy's still on the Board of Selectmen. When I was county commissioner a few years ago, Andy and I worked on a couple projects together. And then, of course, Joe, being a veteran, thanks for your service, sir. Especially as a fellow veteran, I have great appreciation for that. I was county commissioner for 4 years. We had a great run of success while I was there. I'm proud of that. Look forward to talking about some of that tonight. I live in Pembroke with the love of my life, Stacy, and our two kids. I'm originally from Brockton. I was in the military for over 20 years, both in the Marine Corps and in the Navy. Served in the Navy SEALs. Looking forward to talking about the Register of Probate's Office tonight. I'm very familiar with the duties, which are primarily management duties. I have over 30 years of management experience myself that I bring, as well as my 3-point plan for improving community outreach, customer service, and government efficiency. I'm a lifelong conservative. I'm very proud of that. I am pro-Second Amendment, pro-life, and pro-traditional marriage. I'm not a career politician. I'm not a political insider, and I look forward to our chat tonight. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you very much. That's Tony O'Brien. You've heard all their opening statements. Now, let's get to some questions here. Let's start now with you, Kevin Tonchi.
Thank you, Christine. I just want to just quickly say that although he's not here, Joe Rossi did contribute to some of our questions, so we want to thank Joe for being a part of the team, putting together some of the questions to put forth to you gentlemen. My first question to you is, should the next Register of Probate possess a law degree, or do you feel that it isn't needed to be elected for this position? And we'll go with Joe.
Sure. I'd love to field that one. Thanks, Kevin. The Office of the Register of Probate is a management position. It's an administrative position. So no, I don't feel that that's really a qualifying factor as much as having the management experience, the ability to work with the internal culture of the courthouse, work with the judges, as well as the people that are working as clerks, as well as outside agencies. So the short answer is no. The long answer, I could go on for quite some time about, you know, different thought processes. I maintain the fact that as someone with a lot of business experience and customer service experience, that's where I'm going to thrive. That's where I'm going to be able to come into the court, work with the people who are already working there to resolve any backlogs, work with outside agencies to help develop a community outreach program, as well as bringing in new ideas like my internship plan that I had put forward. You know, I want to reach out to the law schools in the area and start to develop a program to bring law students in to help alleviate some of the business with the clerks.
Okay. And let's go to Andy next.
Well, I'm going to say yes. I think it should be an attorney, because I am an attorney, one of the reasons. But I think it's an important, as I said in my opening, this is a very important position. And most people at some point in their life is probably going to run into a situation where they're going to be in the probate and family court, either through an adoption, a divorce, a guardianship of a parent or a guardianship of a minor, child support, child custody, those sorts of things. And the person serving there as register, overseeing the office, overseeing the whole process, I think should be an attorney. I think beyond being an attorney, I think it should be an attorney who is familiar in practices in the court. I think it's critical. I think it really is. And I know back when John Adams wrote the Constitution in 1780 and included this position, did not say it was going to be an attorney, but the position has evolved. It's evolved from what kind of was like a register of deeds to now a clerk of courts. And again, I think it's critical that the person serving as register be an attorney.
Okay. Tony O'Brien, your thoughts?
Well, I hate to disagree with my good friend Andy, but I do so respectfully. In fact, he just mentioned the clerk of courts, and the big difference between the clerk of courts and the register of probate is the register of probate doesn't have judicial authority, limited as it may be, that the clerk of courts does have. I agree with Joe. I like his intern idea. I would change that to folks not in law school, because that's a little bit of a contradiction, but in a management program, administrative program, government studies program. Look, last time I was here, I was asked this question. And when I went downstairs, somebody said, and with all due respect to my good friend Andy, somebody said that the problem with attorneys, after I just said four or five, six reasons that it shouldn't be an attorney, is that they think they're smarter than us. And my biggest problem with this issue is not Andy talking about his resume or his background or his record, et cetera, et cetera. It's the issue of that it should be an attorney or you're more qualified if you're an attorney. I think it's disrespectful. I think it's disrespectful to us. I think it's disrespectful to the voters. And that when you're arguing for a non-attorney position to be an attorney, it's just not smart politics as well. As he said, the state constitution doesn't make it a requirement. It is no requirement. The DA has to be an attorney. There's no one running against him. If an attorney wanted to be in an attorney position, you could have run for that position. Another question that people ask me is, look, if attorneys charge $200 an hour, Why would somebody run for registered probate, which pays a whole lot less than that? There's several ethics problems, potential ethics problems, and many obvious ethics problems that can arise if you have an attorney in this position. And also, folks are just fed up with the politician attorney club. We talk about it out there in polite circles in the kitchen and the water cooler, etc. Why not talk about it here? It's just true. Folks are fed up with the politician attorney club, and this is not an attorney position, and it's a management position. I have 30 years of management position, managing personnel, budgets, and facilities. That's what this position does.
Okay, Andy Burbine, do you think that you're smarter than everybody else?
No, absolutely.
Okay, I just had to. After that,
I mean him directly.
Well, I figured he's right here. He's an attorney. No. He's running.
I certainly do not think I am smarter than anybody else. I don't think I'm smarter than a lot of people, to be honest with you. So. But
okay, I just want to give you a chance
to
respond to that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I could go on, but that's fine.
Charles Mathewson, questions for the candidates.
I have individual questions for each of you. Let's restart the order and start with Andy. On your website, you say, serving as Registrar of Plymouth County Probate Court, and I would be honored to return to that position. You sound like an incumbent, but you're not. Can you explain that?
Well, I would be honored to be returned to that position. I served in the spot for about 9 months back in the year 2000. The gentleman who had been serving stepped aside, and Governor Cellucci appointed me to fill the spot on an interim basis. And as I said in my opening, I loved the position. I loved the work that we did. I think I was very effective in the short time I was there, and I would be honored to be returned again. There's no implication that I served there. I think I said I was I think my website actually says I was appointed by Governor Cellucci. So
just want to make it clear.
Okay, thanks, Charles.
Okay, Tony, you ran for registrar of deeds last time out. Now you're running for a completely different job, probate. Why?
Well, actually, they're very similar. They're both management positions. Again, neither one of them requires you to be an attorney. And I'm not a political insider. I'm not a career politician. I said back when I ran in 08 and won that election, I said that I would give myself a term limit of no more than two terms.
As county commissioner.
County commissioner, yes, sir. And I did that. And I also promised that this time, to serve no more than two terms. I look forward to my colleagues giving me their opinions on term limits in general, and then also term limits for this particular office, if they are blessed, as I would be, to win the position. But the positions are actually very similar. Having been a countywide official, the Register of Deeds position was a position that we had some oversight, as you know, had some oversight of on the Board of Commissioners. So I was a natural fit for Register of Deeds. And then also, this seat, I'm also a natural fit too, because these are mostly management positions. So when you say that they're totally different, I have to respectfully disagree. They're actually very similar.
Joe, you have organizational experience in the Air National Guard and private aviation. You have, back to a similar subject here, you have no probate experience other than Joe Malone's endorsement. Why should Republicans vote for you?
Well, the reason being is I think that that brings me to, that puts me in a unique class because it puts me in a spot where I am not an insider. I'm not the guy who's already served there. I am not someone who's served as county commissioner now trying to move on to a different position. I'm coming in with the idea that I've looked at this position as this touches the lives of just about everyone in the community at some point or another. And with my organizational background, with my customer service background, I see this as a natural fit, an opportunity for me to further the goals of the courthouse, of everything that involved in probate and family court, and put it, you know, out there to the community. I think people need to know more about this position in general. I think it's not something that everyone is aware of what exactly goes on, and you know, I'm looking forward to that opportunity to bring that forward.
Okay. One quick follow-up. Tony, you say you're not a lawyer. Didn't you go to law school?
I did, yep.
You decided not to practice?
Correct. And I graduated from three programs. I've got a business degree from Stonehill. I've studied in the law, as well as I've studied from the Commanding Staff College, International Strategic Policy and Planning. I use my education every day. But, you know, when you look at my material, and Charles has looked at our websites, I commend him for that research, you're not going to find me highlighting, like a lot of politicians do, education. And I'll tell you why. A lot of people don't like that. Okay, it comes across as snobby, all right? And I'm not snobby about the three programs that I've studied in. I use that information every single day in both my personal and professional life. But I don't think it's something that you should brag about. A lot of folks do that in politics. That's not my game. Okay. What you see is what you get.
I just wanted to find out if you'd gone to law school, because you did. Okay. Kevin Tonchi, question.
Should I go with Tony? Because I was going to naturally go with Tony. Or should I go with Andy? What do you think?
Your call, Kevin.
All right, we'll go with Andy, and then we'll work our way around the room.
Excellent.
There have been recent cases of other registered probates around Massachusetts abusing their power, especially when it comes to their staff, and mismanaging their offices. What guarantee can you offer the listeners and the voters of Plymouth County that the registered probates office here won't become another news story in the future under your watch?
That's a great question, and it will not be. I guarantee you, as far as me personally, my name and my integrity are my legacy, basically. And there is no way that I'm going to get caught up in situations like the fellow in Middlesex who was stealing money out of the copy machines, or the woman
anybody out at a party, okay?
Right, well, the woman in Suffolk County who's on suspension right now, as a matter of fact, for punching somebody out at a Christmas party and berating her staff. Or even the current registrar in Norfolk County, who correct, actually has run into some problems with doing some fundraising out of his office. That will, I guarantee you, positively, will not happen if I'm elected registrar probate.
Tony, same question.
Can you repeat the question, please?
I certainly can. There have been cases of other registrar probates around Massachusetts abusing their power, especially when it comes to the staff, or mismanaging their office. Mm. What guarantee can you offer the listeners or the voters that the Plymouth County Registrar of Probate's office won't be another news story in the future under your watch?
Well, I think all three of us have a long record of both private and public sector experience as professionals, as managers, and with regards to, look, you're going to have a hard time running for an office like this. This office is a big deal. This is an important office. You're going to have a hard time running for an office like this if you haven't been vetted. If you got problems out there, if you got skeletons in your closet.
But what about the other three registered probates who are probably vetted as well, and they're facing problems?
It's a good point. I'm less focused on other counties, and I'm more focused on Plymouth County. Mm-hmm. And I know Plymouth County very well. I've been working in politics and government in Plymouth County as well as a Republican activist every year, not just in election years, for going on 7 or 8 years now. This is not a county that puts up with that kind of shenanigans that elects those kind of folks. If so, and I'm just off the top of my head, name me somebody. I mean, who has had that kind of problem in this county, especially countywide? I'm not saying there haven't been flawed folks out there in the past. Don't get me wrong.
All right.
But I mean, to this level, okay. I mean, Andy summarized some of those problems pretty well. I think with all three of us, you've got a high degree of integrity here across the board.
Joe, same question.
Sure. Well, I said it in 2010. I'm going to say it again. When I joined the Air Force in 2000, I learned a set of core values: integrity, service before self, and excellence. And those have been my guiding light with the military. Those have been my guiding light with my family. Those have been my guiding light with how I conduct myself in business. And just about any walk of life, that's been my guiding light. So, like Andy said, this is, you know, my word is my bond. I know that my goal is to go in there and work in a collaborative effort with the people that are in there from a business perspective to make it a better place for the people that work there and the people that the court serves. So this is a very important position, and you need to have that level of integrity. And I'm not calling into question anyone in this race. I think that all three candidates on the Republican side have an extreme amount of integrity, but that's my bond, and that's what I'm going to stick to from now until the end of time.
Could I add one point to that, if you don't mind, on behalf of all of us? Just so you know, we travel in the same circles. We're going to a lot of the same events, et cetera. But weeks ago, we got together and said that no matter who wins this race, the rest of us are going to get behind that person and support them going forward in November, okay, because we're Republicans, and our goal is to defeat the other side.
I'm still going to give you a chance to ask these other questions, though. Charlie Mathewson, questions for the candidates.
Okay, let's reverse the order and start with you, Tony. This is an open position with an established staff. How will you integrate yourself into this established organization?
I've got a pretty good record of moving around in different positions in management, especially, as Joe will tell you, in the military. You do that. I was an officer, so you do it even more frequently, as tough as that can be sometimes. So I mean, like every 2 or 3 years, you're changing positions. Just started a new job. I'm a transportation coordinator over at the Brockton VA. And so seamlessly working into a team, I don't have a problem with. I think that dovetails really well into Kevin's question about, you know, shenanigans on the other side and people that are inexperienced and bring ego to the table, that sort of thing. I was at the Registered Probate's office on Thursday and saw a couple things that I'd like to make improvements to. Very few forms outside the counter. I think there should be more forms, as many forms as possible, if not all of them, as well as procedures on how to deal with some of these issues that Andy summarized already, as well as there should be a suggestion box. For both the customers as well as for the employees, whether they want to be anonymous or not in that suggestion. By the way, I'm not going to put anyone on the spot here. Do you know how much they charge for a page to copy, to make a copy of? $1. $1. Everyone what? I'm sorry.
Everyone charges $1 in the courthouse.
I'm sorry. So that makes it right?
Charles. Everyone does.
That doesn't make it right.
But I agree, because I have to pay it.
Okay, but you know me. That's what I do when I come in. Look, when I was county commissioner, we reduced the budget every year for 4 years. That wasn't easy to do. But I worked with the other side, and we got it done. And it wasn't easy, but we did it. And these sorts of things, these aren't big problems. And this isn't saying anything against the folks that are there now. But when you have that kind of experience, you come in and you see these little things. But you come in gently and you make improvements. One of my favorite sayings in management is, if it's not broke, don't fix it, but improve it.
Okay.
Andy Burbine, how would you integrate yourself into this organization without berating the employees?
I'm not a berater, number one, believe me. But I did it 14 years ago when I was there, and the staff accepted me overwhelmingly. I'm still very familiar with a number of people who are still working there from when I was there 14 years ago. I know the judges in the courthouse. I know a number of the probation officers in the courthouse. So I don't think that would be a problem as far as my being accepted and integrated into the staff or into the office.
Same question, Joe.
Trishelli?
I'll tell you, I can't wait to get in there on day one and work with the people that are already there. They're my voice. They're the people that have been there. Those are the people that know what's going on. They're the people that have been dealing with the problems day in and day out. So for me to go in there and say that I would berate anyone would be absurd. I can't wait to go and work with these people. I can't say enough about them and what they have to go through each and every day, dealing with backlogs and you know, anything that goes on in the court, and dealing with the customers. And my goal is to further customer service and make their lives better. I said it in the last question, I'll say it again. This is about customer service, providing a product to the community. And I know that the people in there are more than capable of doing it. I know that they've been doing it. And I look forward to the opportunity to sit down with all of them on day one and listen to their ideas. Okay. And work with those ideas.
Thank you, Joe. What we're going to do is we're going to go to the lightning round now, and that is where the answers are either yes or no or one or two sentences tops, and we will tell you what kind of an answer we'd like. I'd like to start with the first lightning round question, but first I want to make sure I have the facts right. This register of probate, this is a six-year term, correct?
That's correct.
Yes. And what does it pay per year?
I believe it pays $130,000. It's 81% of the Chief Justice's salary. Okay.
Too long of a term and too much pay.
Okay, well, I'll get to that. 6 years, $130,000. What do you think the benefit package is worth? You guys are all managers. $20,000, $30,000?
If you take the health insurance,
yeah.
Probably.
So the benefit package. So what does the governor make in Massachusetts?
I think $140,000.
$140,000.
I think it's a little more, but it might be $140,000.
And he's elected, what, every 4 years?
4 years.
Correct.
Okay, so this is a pretty good deal.
I mentioned that, yeah.
Absolutely. 6 year term. This is a position, and I'm just going to put a little editorial comment here. Most people, unless you're a political junkie, don't know what this job is.
Yeah,
it kind of flies
correct.
Flies under the
correct.
Radar.
Yes.
6 years, $130,000, and a very good benefit package. What, give me percentage wise, how much of this, which is a very attractive package, maybe I'm in the wrong business, to run for this office, give me a percentage wise of how much this as the reward or compensation for this position is affecting your desire to win this office. Is it 10%? Is it 30%? Is it 80%? It's a very good job. Let's start with you, Andy Burbine. Two sentences.
It's probably 10%. I did it, again, 14 years ago. I didn't do it for the money. I did it because I was asked to do it, and I love the job, and I'd like to go back and do it again.
Okay, Tony O'Brien, how much of this appeals to you? What's the percentage of this that makes you run for this office?
0%. When I was the county commissioner, you'll recall, in this room, we talked about salary decreases for county commissioners, which were historic.
Okay.
I supported those salary decreases. I think we'll all agree, most politicians, especially making over six-figure salaries, don't deserve that much money. It's supposed to be public service.
Thank you.
Public service.
Okay, Joe, what about you? How much does that appeal to you? What's the percentage that this appeals to you in running for this office?
Probably about 10%, but what appeals to me is the idea of purpose, mastery, and autonomy in this position.
Okay, thank you. Very succinct. Kevin Tachi, lightning round question.
Three words that describe why voters should pick you.
Let's start with Joe Truscelli.
Let's go back to those core values: integrity, service before self, and excellence.
Tony O'Brien.
Hardworking, trusted, results.
Okay, Andy Burbine.
I'm going to take two of these: hardworking, and integrity, and committed.
Okay. Charlie Mathewson, lightning round.
When you need to solve a problem, do you take a more pragmatic or a more idealistic approach to begin?
Okay, let's start with Tony. Two sentences.
That's a great question. I think a little of both. I think I start off idealistic. I think I want to aim high. You aim high and you do the best you can, team building. All about it, and then do the best you can.
Okay, let's go to Andy next.
Solving problems would be a pragmatist.
Okay, and Joe.
I would start with solving problems and working to make life better for people in their jobs, their current jobs.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a lightning round question. I'm going back to the money again. If this office or a volunteer position or less than half of the annual $130,000 a year salary, would you still be a candidate in this race? Yes or no, Tony O'Brien?
Yes.
Andy Burbine?
That's difficult only because
yes or no?
Well, I have to give up my law practice in order to be there, so.
It would be no?
Volunteer, register probate, it's a full-time job.
Or less than half of its annual salary.
Yes, less than half of its annual salary, yes.
Okay, what about you, Joe? Less than half the salary?
Less than half, yes.
Okay, all right.
It's what it deserves. It's what it deserves.
Okay. Plymouth County government, are you for or against it? Either or. I'm going to ask
okay.
you.
Loaded question.
Okay, let's start with Joe.
I wish I could go more than a couple of sentences. Can I go a couple of sentences on
for
this?
For or against, period.
Whoa.
I'll maintain four for now.
Okay.
As currently constructed, against.
And a good point. I think you need to clarify this, Kevin. Registered probate is not part of Plymouth County government. That's
it's the question. For or against?
You know the answer. I'm against it. And have been published in the Herald and many other media with that position against.
This is why it's my favorite part. It's Charlie Mathewson. Question for the candidates.
I know you're all Republicans, but do you consider yourself liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Okay. Let's start with you, Tony.
Most conservative. Again, to my colleagues, Second Amendment, pro-life, okay. And pro-traditional marriage. Those are my positions.
And Andy, you're
absolutely positively conservative, okay. Since I was 18 years old and registered Republican.
Okay, Joe T.
I would consider myself common sense conservative.
Okay.
I was born conservative, by the way.
What's this? He gets all these little
jabs everywhere we go. He's taking a little jab.
The last form.
He cannot help himself.
He cannot.
That's why I was looking at him when I gave the comments about keeping things to a minimum. All right, now
first bell.
Just a reminder to you, listening 95.9 FM WATD, the South Shore's news and information station, right here in Marshfield. I'm going to give you gentlemen now a chance to ask each other a question, and let's try to make these succinct and to the point. Andy, question for Tony O'Brien.
As I said when I talked to Kevin earlier, these are softballs. I have to ask Tony.
Ask him a question.
All right, my question is, Tony, what is your favorite book or author and why? And if you don't have a favorite book, what is the most recently read book?
Most recently read book is a novel I love to read. Book called Political Suicide by a gentleman named Michael Palmer. And yes, there was some legal intrigue, Andy.
Okay. Question for Joe Truschelli.
Same question. I didn't know I had to ask two, so I'm going to stick with the same question. Either your favorite book or author or your most recently read book.
Well, Old Man and the Sea was my favorite book growing up, and that's always been my favorite book. The most recent stuff has all been grad school stuff, so I haven't, with three kids and everything else.
You don't have a lot of time to read.
Yeah, they don't have much in the line of time.
See, you've had a total of maybe, 25 minutes sleep in the last month? Something like that?
Approximately, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Your questions for the candidates here.
Well, Andy, I'll start with you.
Yes, sir.
The question I have regarding the Lawyer of the Day program. Mm-hmm. You had mentioned that you wanted to expand that program. What steps would you take to police the efforts that are going on currently within the Lawyer of the Day program? And I'll give you an example. One of the things that I've gotten, we've all been out talking to voters. One of the common themes that I've gotten from voters that have dealt with the Lawyer of the Day program is, depending on what lawyer you're getting, you may get a card slid across the table to you saying, hey, come see me over at my office. So they're using it as a marketing tactic. What would you do to police that?
Well, number one, I have not heard that is the case. I've been doing it for 20 years, and I believe there's even, well, it used to be, I'm not sure if there still is, it used to be a prohibition against that. That comes through the Plymouth County Advocates Program.
Let me stop you for one second, because I'm not saying that it's you or any one specific lawyer. I'm actually just throwing it out there because it has been something that I've had people that have said something.
Well, I would say Joe, if somebody who was using the Attorney at the Day program came to me and told me that the Attorney at the Day was doing that, I'd certainly take steps to correct that. That's absolutely the case.
Okay.
Question for Tony.
Tony.
Joe.
Lifelong conservative. You were elected as a Democrat, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Please explain. In 2008.
You said you were born as a conservative.
There's a difference between conservative and Democrat, Joe. In fact, you can be a conservative Democrat even in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Okay.
And Tony, I'll add to that if you want.
That's okay. Tony, your question for the candidates.
I just want to ask Andy. It's a follow-up to Charles's question. And it's part of the trickiness of basically the center of Andy's campaign, which is...
Are you calling my campaign tricky?
No.
You just did.
Republicans got to get... No, I'm not calling you tricky, but it's a tricky nature. Okay. Is that Andy was the registered probate. He was appointed registered probate. To get a big job like this and be appointed to it by a governor, most people would say, you got to be a political insider. Okay, that's part A. Part B is, at the end of that, you're basically running as an incumbent and don't win that race. So how can folks count on you to win this race? And by the way, I don't mean just this race. I mean in September. If you win, what about November? Because in November, in 2000, you lost as an incumbent. Can you win as a non-incumbent?
Absolutely. It's a different year. In 2000, it was a presidential race, and nobody knows better than you how it is to run as a Republican in Massachusetts, a Republican race.
In presidential year. That's
right,
true.
You probably garnered less votes than me in your race last year for registered deeds than I did, percentage-wise, than I did in the registered probate position.
I actually got 10,000 more than you.
Votes, I'm talking percentage.
I didn't do the percentage.
I did.
Which is why you didn't say votes.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So there is no
Take
doubt in my mind that, and you go out and say the same thing. This is hopefully going to be a Republican year. Plymouth County is is conservative. It does vote Republican, and I think they're going to do it this year, and I think no matter who the candidate is on the Republican side, I think they have an excellent chance to win this position.
Okay.
Question
for Joe.
I think that most people would agree that if you're getting a big appointment, then you could be considered a political insider. Likewise, I have the same question for Joe with regards to a big deal endorsement. I don't have any big shot appointments. I don't want one, and I don't have any big shot endorsements. But a former state treasurer is endorsing Joe, which I didn't know that, so I'm glad I know it now. But so I'm just asking you, is how are you not a political insider if you've got a former state treasurer who's endorsing your campaign?
You know, he likes my politics. What can I say? He likes me as a person. I went on the air. I had no idea that I was actually receiving the endorsement. He endorsed me right there on the air, on the spot. And he said right there on the air that he's not endorsing anyone's politics, but he's endorsing the person. You know, I'm happy to have that endorsement. I'm happy that he felt that my campaign is worthy of it and that my goals and my ambitions in this campaign are in line with what he sees that this position should hold.
Thank you very much, Joe. We're going to go to closing statements now. We're going to reverse the order that we started in. So we're going to begin with Tony O'Brien. Then we're going to go to Joe Truscelli. And we're going to wrap up with Andrew Burbine. And gentlemen, no longer than 2 minutes, please.
Okay. Thanks again, Christine. Everybody here, Charles, Kevin especially, for allowing us this time again. Thank you to Andy and Joe, who are great candidates, and I'm honored to be here in this race, and I mean that respectfully. I married to Stacy, two kids. We live in Pembroke. Former county commissioner. We did a great job when I was county commissioner. We had historic budget cuts every year that I was there. I am truly a conservative and have been forever. I fought against tax increases while I was there. And we also, of course, WTD knows as well as anybody that I increased media while I was there, such that the office wasn't as well known when I went in as it was when I left. I'm not a career politician. I'm not a political insider. I believe that this office should not be an attorney. 3 out of 5 candidates are not attorneys because they don't have to be. Everybody is fully qualified to serve in this office. If they're elected, they're fully qualified to be on the ballot as well. Only 6 of 14 registered probates in this state are our attorneys. So I ask that folks consider that. I think it's an important point. It is a management position. I have 30 years of management experience. I ask folks to check my website, which is electobrien.org, if they want to help out in any way. The campaign strategy is going well. We've done a lot of great media. We're putting signs up now. We're going to be doing a big mailing, big phone calling in the next couple weeks. And thanks to everybody that supported us before. And ask for folks on September 9th to pull a Republican ballot and consider Anthony O'Brien.
Thank you very much. That was Tony O'Brien. Now, closing statements from Joe Truscelli.
This worked out good. I didn't have to move my position at all here. thank you, Christine. Thank you, WATD. Thank you for the forum. Thank you, Kevin and Charlie. Again, thank you, Andy. Thank you, Tony, for getting into this race. This has been a great race. I'm looking forward to September 9th and, you know, seeing where all the votes fall. But, again, I'm Joe Truscelli, candidate for Register of Probate for Plymouth County. And I'm asking for your vote on September 9th. Experience sets each candidate apart from one another in this race. I believe my background in customer service, public service, military experience, and business management make me the most well-rounded candidate in this race, as well as the best suited to lead the probate and family court towards the future. This choice is yours on September 9th. You can vote for one more of the same, or you can vote for me, Joe Truscelli, the candidate who sees the full potential of the system that will ultimately touch each and every one of our lives. Again, I'm Joe Truschelli. On September 9th, I need your vote. Visit me at Truschelli.com, spelled T-R-U-S-C-H-E-L-L-I.com, or visit me on Facebook, Elect Joe Truschelli. Thank you again.
Thank you again, Joe. Now, final comment, Andy Burbine.
Thanks, Christine, and thanks again to WATD, Kevin Tocci, Charles, for putting on this forum. Thanks to Joe and Tony for participating. And thank you to everyone out there who is listening. I hope it has been informative and worthwhile. I do want to correct Tony on one point he made. 8 of the 14 registrars are actually attorneys. For more than 20 years, I have been practicing law here in Massachusetts. I have represented clients in most of the probate and family courts in eastern Massachusetts during that time. I have also volunteered my time on a regular basis in the Attorney of the Day program in the Plymouth County Probate Family Court. As a volunteer in that program, I have assisted hundreds of unrepresented people in extremely vulnerable situations navigate their way through the probate and family court system. 14 years ago, I served as your registrar of probate in Plymouth County. I love the job. I was effective in the position while there, and I would love to serve as your registrar of probate over the next 6 years. The registrar of probate position, although not familiar to most people, is an important job. At some time in your life or in the life of a friend or a family member, you or that friend or family member is most likely going to be involved in the probate and family court. Especially at that time, you're going to expect that the court is being run professionally, efficiently, and effectively. I believe the people of Plymouth County deserve an experienced professional serving them as registrar. I hope you agree, and I hope you find that I am the most experienced, dedicated person running for the job. I would be honored to serve as your registrar of probate in Plymouth County over the next 6 years, and I respectfully ask for your vote in the Republican primary on Tuesday, September 9th. If you'd like to volunteer or donate to my campaign, you can go to our website, andyburbine2014.com, or contact me on my Facebook at Andy Burbine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to the three Republican candidates that are hoping for your vote in the state primary. That's September 9th. And Kevin Tocci here, the host of Monday Night Talk, asking questions with me, along with Charlie Mathewson. WATD will be providing complete primary night coverage. Of course, tune in. We'll have every race out there. We'll have reporters in the field, people at Town Hall, to bring you all the results. But if you stay tuned right now, you're going to hear who the two Democrats are that want this job. But thank you for listening. This debate in its entirety will be up on the WATD website tomorrow, 959WATD.com. Selected cuts also running tomorrow during our morning drive news blocks. I'm Christine James here for 95.9 FM, and we're going to take a quick break, then come back with the Democrats for this job. Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Thank you.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tocci, on 95.9 WATD.